Why do I set daily goals today instead of setting long-term goals? This is a big difference. Most of my life, I used to set goals like, I want to graduate from college, I want to lose a certain amount of weight, I want to have a girlfriend or get married or have a family. Now, today, I set goals I can accomplish within one day. And I have 10 goals I set that are the same every single day. And those goals are primary. Now, it's not that I'm not aware of long-term goals. It's that my daily goals are primary. All long-term goals must exist within a daily goal. So, for example, I am interested in being at my ideal weight. So, a part of that is you could say I could make a goal to be a certain weight, like to be 190 pounds or something, which I am now. And at one point, that is how I would have went about it. Today, I set up goals to exercise every day, to eat healthy every day. And those are what I do every single day. Those are my primary goals. The idea of getting to a certain weight is secondary. It is not as important as doing the work today to get a exercise routine in for 30 minutes, or the work to get in a healthy diet, to track what I eat. The daily goals are what's primary because I can work on those today. I can't go lose a certain amount of weight all in one day. I can't go get in the best shape of my life all in one day. What I can do is work on the daily portion of that today, and then understand that when I take care of the daily portion right over and over again, any long-term goal will seem to effortlessly accomplish itself. So, in other words, it won't look like I even need any long-term goals. When I use my 10 daily goals correctly, then there's no need for long-term goals. For example, I used to set income goals for my business. Like, I want to hit $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month. And then when I'd hit those goals, then I would waste the fruits of all that labor. I would be so excited, like, all right, we're going to party now. I hit my $10,000 a month goal way before I thought I would. And so then I proceeded to waste all of the benefits of that and a whole lot more and nearly go bankrupt, because I was so happy I made this goal I set. Now what I do, I have a goal to be productive every day, to do something productive every day. That, therefore, eliminates the need for me to set any income goals. There's no need to set income goals when I have the intention of being healthy and productive in my work every single day. It's a much simpler way of living, because then I just have to do my 10 goals every day. What are my 10 goals? I have these same 10 goals every single day. My first goal is to not cause any more pain and suffering and misery on this planet. And I like to phrase that through staying sober, because to me, that's a mindset, a way of living where life is good, life is peaceful, and I'm not going around making other people miserable and making myself miserable. So that's a good way for me to phrase it. It works in line with the problems I've had for most of my life. It allows me to do something simple, to think something simple. Don't poison myself or anyone else or anything else around me, and life will be pretty sweet. Life will be pretty good from there. So that's my first goal, and that goal allows all the other goals to happen. If I'm not living a healthy life, if I'm sitting around doing a bunch of stupid things every day, then there's no hope for accomplishing anything else. So if I'm taking good care of myself and not causing pain and suffering every day in my life, then from there, I have the ability to do the other nine. Then my next goal is to do a little bit of good in every relationship I have every day. That means to be a good husband, to be a good father, a good friend, a good video producer here with you, whatever roles I'm playing, to do a good job with them. Because one of the big things I do in my life is I have relationships with other human beings. That's one of the biggest parts of my life today, are my relationships with other human beings. And then through my relationships with other human beings, that's how my whole life gets lived. So if I'm messing up my relationships with other human beings, then I'm not going to be able to live a good life. It's not going to be easy for me to contribute or do any of my other goals. And I start by praying for that in the morning. I ask to be a good husband every day, first thing in the morning. That gives me the ability to actually do it, to go through and not do things that sabotage my relationships each day, which obviously relates to the first goal. In fact, I'd say a big part of why we're here is for our relationships with other human beings. So that's my second goal, is to do a little bit of good in my relationships with other human beings every day. And then from there comes my third goal, and that's to eat healthy every single day. To eat in a way that leaves me feeling energetic, that leaves me feeling good about who I am and how I'm acting. When I eat, also I notice poor eating is one of the biggest sources of bad moods, of anger, frustration, and pretty much anything that's undesirable in terms of a state of mind often comes from being hungry and not eating enough. So I find that when I make an effort to eat healthy, I also feel better, which makes everything else easier. It's not easy to be a good person in a relationship if you're hungry. It's like that Snickers commercial, for real. You're not yourself when you're hungry. It's hard to be a good husband, a good father when I'm hungry. So the first thing I do every morning when I get out of bed, I eat. I go and find something to eat. And then that allows me to have a much better chance at doing a good job in my relationships each day. And then after that, the next step, then exercise. I try and get some exercise every single day because when I exercise, I feel good. I've noticed I have some friends, they're in their 70s and they're very active in their lives. And one of the common denominators to that, they exercise every single day. They go to the gym or they walk or they move things. They do some kind of exercise every single day. So that's what I do. And it doesn't have to be hard exercise. I don't have to be working out at the gym like I used to with all these crazy weightlifting. I mean, I do personal training, but just a little bit. Rather, it's even just taking a walk every day. Some kind of exercise every single day. Then my next goal is to do something productive, to be productive. Like today I've made some courses on Udemy. I made some videos. To me, that's productive. That's enough to fill my productive role. And you could even count this as productive if you think of this as something that I'm doing that's helpful and that's productive, or you could think of it as fun. That's my next goal, is to have fun. I try and do something every day that's fun, where it's just like for this. It doesn't matter what I accomplish out of here. There's nothing I can really hope to accomplish. It's pretty much purely for fun. I'm making these videos here with you. And then I try and help someone every single day. I try and do something that's not just purely selfish, but that's really and truly helpful for someone else every day. Maybe making this video fits into that for you. Maybe something else I'm doing for someone else today, like I called a guy at Apple Financial. He's got me that he needs to talk to me about my iMac. So he's been calling me, so I called him back today. I say, hey, let's talk. What do you need me to talk with you about? Something to handle that will help him out a lot to get me off of his books or off of whatever work he needs to do related to my account. And then help my wife, call my mom, be a good brother, be a good friend. There's lots of opportunities to help. A support group, if you're not sure exactly where you have opportunities to help, a support group can be a great place to help also. There's lots of people, there's all kinds of support groups, there's lots of people, lots of support groups that need help. One of my big motivations to go to a support group in the first place was thinking that, you know what, I could help someone else. I love helping other people, and I feel like a big reason we're here on this earth is to help other people. Ultimately, you don't get anything out of just helping yourself. These videos help me because they help you. It's a cycle. When I'm helpful to you, I feel good about myself, and then I have a peaceful life from there. So being helpful to each other person as much as I can, that gives me a lot of peace of mind, gives me a good life today that's worth living. That's a daily goal I have. Another daily goal is to be curious, to not think I know it all, to look around at life like a baby, like a child, and see what there is to learn about life today, to be excited about life today. So that's something that's a big part of my life, because when you're a know-it-all and you think you have got everything down about life, life's really boring. When you've got some curiosity, when you want to find out why things work the way they do, life's really exciting then, and there's so much to learn, and there's so much to do all the time, and that's very rewarding. So that's what I try and do today, is stay curious every single day, have some curiosity about what's going on in my life. And then I try and fix up and clean up every single day. I try and clean up the problems in my life. I try and clean up the little messes in my life. That allows me to have a life that's relatively free of clutter. Then I don't have to go looking for things. I have a family member, they spend a significant portion of every day looking around for things because they have so many things in their house. And I try and have a life today in a house where it's easy to find things because I have what I need and I don't have a bunch of other things then. So I try and live my whole life like that, to consistently clean up the things I don't need so that I have the right amount of things in my life. And then I try and practice prayer and gratitude every single day. I try and be thankful for the good things in my life I do have. And I do this, I kneel down every night and pray and take my time to say thank you. Thank you for all the wonderful gifts of today. Thank you for the chance to live today and to have a life that I enjoy, and to have a chance to be here and have another day on this earth. Gratitude and taking time to practice it is a daily goal that's very satisfying. So today I'm grateful I have these goals in my life that I do every single day, because doing these goals every day, when I have these goals in my life that I do every single day, then it makes things very simple. I know what I need to do every day. There's not some mystery as to how my life needs to unfold. And there's no waiting. I don't have to wait until I've graduated from college to be happy. I can be happy today. I don't have to wait until some long-term goal of like, oh man, I can't wait till I have my summer body, or I can't wait until I hit my ideal weight. I don't have to wait for anything today. I can have everything, all the rewards of good living right here today. And not waiting for anything is an amazing gift. So that's why I've taken the time to share this with you, to let you know how I go about not having to wait for anything, how I go about setting daily goals for myself in life. I actually just am making a course on this on Udemy, so I'll include a link where you can take the new course on Udemy. It's got even more of the same conversation. It's in a bit more organized format. I've kind of given you the quick abbreviated version here. And if you want to take the full course, then you might enjoy it. So I really hope you have enjoyed this today. I pray today that I remember the daily goals I've set and why I've set them. I pray today that I will be successful in accomplishing my daily goals. I've already accomplished most of them today, and I pray that I can finish the task. I pray that you have the same chance today to accomplish whatever goals it is you are setting in your life, and to have the full reward, life in its fullest, today, and not have to wait for anything to happen before you can be happy. Thank you for watching. Have a great day.